universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. You got the wrong guy, or you got the wrong gal. You ever feel like that? Hey, this ain't about me at all. You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong gal. There are times when I hear Bible stories, that thought crosses my mind. And especially as I heard the parable Jesus told this past Sunday in church, I thought, I think there's going to be a lot of people who will say, you got the wrong guy. You got the wrong gal. What was the parable? It's actually kind of a familiar one. Let me tell it to you, and I'll fill in where I think that phrase, you got the wrong guy and got the wrong gal, fits in. It was about forgiveness. Jesus said there was a king, and he decided to settle up his debts, and a man was brought to him owing 10,000 talents. And you probably have heard 10,000 talents, every talent, a talent is worth about a year's wage. So this is 10,000 years' wages. I mean, we're talking bigger than the national debt. And the servant falls down before him and said, please have mercy upon me. I'll pay you back everything I owe. I'm sure the king was sitting there going, yeah, right. You're the shyster who's made my life miserable, the one who's the reason I'm behind in my books. But because the guy kept asking for mercy, it says the king had took pity upon him and forgave his debts and let him go. Nope, not yet. Not yet. It's not about you yet. Not you got the wrong guy. Then this guy went out and he found a fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii. Now, denarii is just one day's wage. So he owes him 100 days' wages. That would be, at most, a half a year's worth of salary. And if you're minimum wage, you're looking at maybe $10,000. And the guy says, please be patient with me, and I'll pay you back everything I know. But the servant said, no, you'll pay me everything. And he threw him in debtor's prison until he'd pay everything back. Debtor's prison back then is where you had to be stuck. It's kind of an odd thing. You know, if you're stuck in jail, how can you pay back somebody? Well, the idea was your relatives would pony up for the money and give it to bail you out. It's kind of like a present-day bail. Well, when the fellow servants saw this, this bothered them terribly, so they went to the king and told him what happened, and he brought in that servant and said, you wicked servant, I had mercy upon you and for canceled your debt, and yet you did not cancel this man's debt, and he threw him in prison until he would pay everything. All right, here's where you got the wrong guy, you got the wrong gal enters in. As many people hear this, they're probably thinking, you know, I don't know if I owe that much, but, you know, really, my life is more like this other guy who owes very little, and life's been mean to me, and I've unfair, and so many bad things have happened, and I get put in jail, and I didn't have mercy even though I asked for it, and the person should have. And so it's more like the second person. So this parable isn't about me. You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong gal. I'm sure. I mean, especially if you're blind or visually impaired, as I am. There's been many times you felt like you've gotten the short stick of things, as they say. And life hasn't been fair. We've all been there. And I would think even if you talk to other people, they all can agree that there's been a time that life's gotten them that way. So, what then about the parable? Well, here is a couple interesting twists. I almost called this thing mercy in reverse, because the point of this parable is that man wouldn't have learned how to have mercy on the second guy. Well, mercy in reverse is this. okay, we've been mistreated, we've been mishandled, we have been shafted by society. Are we going to turn around and do the very same thing? Because we're upset at them? Oh, I don't know about you, but a lot of times when people talk bad about me, it's pretty easy for me to talk bad about them. Mercy in reverse. It's in reverse of what we've been given. God wants us to give to others. He's all about mercy. And, of course, this parable is all about Jesus. You see, Jesus is the one who took on the huge debt of the world. And you've heard this story before. The sins of the world, he died on the cross. Well, that's the 10,000 talents, that unbelievable debt. And so when he came to you and me with the smaller debt, did he grab us and say, "You pay back everything"? No. He turns and gives us mercy. He paid for the sins of the whole world. He took the punishment for you and me. And the Father, therefore, at his death, canceled that debt, your debt and my debt. And so Jesus cancels our debt. He doesn't say, "Hey, I paid for your sins, so you should be better than that. You should be doing this and you should be doing that." Mm-mm. He forgives us and has mercy. And he asks us to have mercy in reverse. Okay, we've not had good treatment. Show them the treatment that really will make a difference. That is something all of us can do. Dear Jesus, thank you that you canceled the huge debt. And now give us strength and courage and understanding from your wealth of resources so that we might also have mercy on others and help change their lives so that they see that their debt's been canceled too. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. And now, because of the parable, we can say, you got the right guy. You got the right gal. You got me. Thanks, Lord. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net. The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus.